It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Council General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, Bear. Going really good yourself?
Not so bad. We're not talking any NRL. There's no reason for you or I to discuss it in any way.
I've got no interest in NRL at the moment.
Yep, yep.
None whatsoever. I can't believe I'd even say this, but I'm happy to talk about AFL, but not NRL.
Oh, big call. All right, okay. Mates, let's get into it, though. You've got plenty happening this Saturday with Firelight in Burns Lane.
Yeah, boom, boom, Firelight in Burns Lane. Really excited about it. As of yesterday, over 2,500 tickets have been snapped up on Sticky Tickets.
Oh, that's great.
Which gives us a lot of confidence we're going to bump the crowd. It's also really good because it helps give some confidence to our suppliers and the operators in the main street that they're going to have good patronage. We're really excited. We missed Firelight last year because of the obvious. We're back bigger and better than ever. We've got fire dancers, puppets, LED performers, flame machines, spark machines, live music, and some of the best food stores from around and food trucks from our main street, but also from around the Hunter Valley. And wine and beer from our good friends around Hermitage, Pocolbin, Hunter Valley. So, yeah, really excited about what Saturday's in store for us.
What time does it start? What time does it finish?
Good point. John Street between York and Pitt Street will be closed from 2 o'clock and opens back up 10:30 on Saturday.
Yep.
But the actual event starts at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
And I think it goes through to around 9:30, I think. So, not a real long night, but an action-packed night of fun and adventure for our community.
Perfect for the families. Now, the Mattress Muster is on this weekend as well.
Yeah, quick follow-up, quick turnaround from our most recent one, which was a roaring success. So our community voted with their feet. So we put this one back on again, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock out of their waste management facility. Same conditions will be in place for single households. So bring along up to 4 mattresses for free. I love the price. It's for free.
Yeah.
So that's really good. And we had our tyre drop off the other week. That was a roaring success as well. So we're really sort of articulating what our community is wanting from us in terms of those problem waste.
Yeah.
And we're delivering programs to meet that need.
Just make sure you have got your proof of residency when you turn up there with your 4 mattresses. Now, Singleton Waste Management, there's a bit going on down there too at the moment.
Oh, there sure is. Yeah, there sure is. The guys out, our staff out there are really excited. We just had a new landfill compactor turn up, which is a very expensive, big piece of yellow machinery. But it's really important because it enables to increase the compaction rates right across the landfill, which means it gives us more space, more storage. So we're making the facility work really hard, which is good because once you use up those landfill sites, it becomes a really expensive exercise to find a new one. So it's money really well spent, keeps our staff safe, makes them more efficient and effective. We've also got new boom gates that have been put in place at the site.
Yep.
which will help improve traffic flow and transport movements out there. So really, really glad with that, and we're looking at the moment how we can increase our water holding capacity as well, because all landfills have that potential for fire and fire escape.
Yes.
And we're building some redundancy into our system to make sure that if that does happen, we've got the ability to quickly respond and address those things.
Last one, tell me about the beatification in Singleton. What's going on? What are we beautifying?
Well, we do a lot of this work in Singleton because we're very proud of our town. We also know that the amenity, the public appeal, the public domain is sends a message about what a town thinks about itself. So our staff are always working hard to make sure we're presenting our town the best way possible.
Yeah.
We received a grant for a couple $100,000 to do some beautification of the civic centre forecourt. It is getting a little bit tired. Does need a little bit of work. The three big silky oaks that sort of pop out underneath our pergola there at the Civic Centre are in a state of decay and decline, so they're going to get ripped out. And we're working with the University of Newcastle coming up with some concept designs, which look at a range of things, how we can sort of bring to life that Civic Centre forecourt. So watch this space, really cool, and again, it'll just add another dimension to that. To our offering here in Singleton.
I'm sure it'll look fantastic when you are done. Jason Linnane, as always, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to yourself and all the listeners.